It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Wednesday, and it's brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, not just because it's Wednesday, but any day is a good day for a little Waylon in your life. But to the year
1978.
And a little on this very date in 78, it was the start of an 8-week run on the albums charts for Waylon. And that album got real autobiographical. It was on this date, hitting number one to ride out the rest of the year. Waylon Jennings' landmark album, I've Always Been Crazy. And it really was Waylon big time coming into his own. Of course, he'd been tooling around and releasing stuff and having some fairly good success, certainly by the 70s, but even as back as the mid to early 60s. You got to see some of those pictures of Waylon back in the early album covers, though. That's Waylon Jennings? Just kind of like early Willie Nelson, too. Well, by the 70s, they all had banded up together, and the outlaw movement had started for one reason or another, and started creeping into the top 10 with his hits. Then 74 hit his first number one with This Time, and then he hit his stride with I've Always Been Crazy. Memorable tracks left and right on that one, and including the one that talked about how Waylon really could have ended up in a whole lot of trouble, and by his own admission, very much should have. And by that time, all the shenanigans and stuff like that, and just the label, because Waylon hated labels, record labels too, the outlaw bit had gotten a little out of hand. And that gave him that very, very successful song too, that did include the very autobiographical actually happened while they were recording this album. In the RCA studios, federal agents in the DEA busted into the RCA studios, ready, willing, they were primed to arrest Waylon. They'd received a tip that that a shipment had arrived at the studio. Oh, and they were right. But fortunately for Waylon, Richie Albright of his band flushed the evidence.
You mean the vinyl records of the shipment that arrived?
Mm-hmm. His Timu order.
Oh.
Of the time. Nonetheless, he knew he dodged a big bullet right there and, you know, started shaping up a little bit. But
make
really,
good choices.
Throwing a chair off the top of a balcony bar in Nashville, that ain't outlaw. No, not when you did it quite like Waylon and somehow made it through it, too. On this date in 78.
I'm for law and order, the way that